This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Another Colorado town may soon ban flavors in nicotine products to address teen vaping. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Loveland City Council Tuesday gave initial approval for a ban on flavored smoking and vaping products. It includes juices and both chewing and smoking tobacco. Jody Radke with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids says the pandemic has spotlighted respiratory and other health risks.
I think COVID has amplified people's sensitivity to teens that are smoking and vaping.
Opponents say such bans are unfair to law-abiding businesses like vape shops, and the products are for adults. Five Colorado cities have banned flavored tobacco products. Denver is set to consider a ban as well soon. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Environmental groups will sue the federal government for not carrying out a plan to reduce air pollution in parts of Colorado. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The Center for Biological Diversity and the Center for Environmental Health filed the intent to sue notice for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's failure to enact and enforce a smog reduction plan. The EPA finds Colorado to be a serious violator of federal air quality standards, and Denver and other cities along the Front Range have pollution levels high enough to trigger health and environmental problems. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Drought conditions are staying about the same across Colorado. Three-quarters of the state is experiencing either extreme or exceptional drought, the most severe level. The driest conditions are in western parts of the state. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.